then said to him, long tried royal Odysseus, "Nay, let me speak, and do you mark and listen. Consider if Athena, joined with Father Zeus, suffice for us, or shall I seek for other aid?" Then answered him discreet Telemachus, "Excellent helpers are the two you name, who sit among the clouds on high. All else they govern, all mankind and the immortal gods." Then said to him long-tried royal Odysseus, "Not long will they be absent from the mighty fray, when in my hall, betwixt the suitors and ourselves, the tug of war is tried. But go at early morning, straightway home, and join the audacious suitors. Thereafter, the swineherd shall bring me to the city, like an old and wretched beggar. And if they treat me rudely in my home, let the faithful heart within your breast endure what I must bear. Yes, though they drag me through the palace by the heels and out of door, or hurl their missiles at me, see and be patient still. Bid them, however, cease their folly, and with gentle words dissuade. They will not heed you, for their day of doom draws near. But this I will say further, mark it well. When wise Athena puts it in my mind, then I will nod my head, and you take note. And all the fighting gear that lies about the hall do you collect, and lay in a corner of the lofty chamber, carefully, every piece. Then with soft words beguile the suitors, when they, because they miss it, question you. I put it by out of the smoke, for it looks no longer like the armor which Odysseus left behind when he went away to Troy. It is all tarnished, where the scent of fire has come nigh. Besides, the son of Cronus brought this graver fear to mind. You might, when full of wine, begin a quarrel and give each other wounds, making a scandal of the feast and of your wooing. Steel itself draws men on. Yet privily reserve two swords, two spears, two leathern shields for us to seize, to rush and seize. And thereupon shall Pallas Athena and all-wise Zeus confound the suitors. Nay, this I will say further, mark it well. If you are truly mine, my very blood, then that Odysseus now is here, let no man know. Let not Laertes learn it, let not the swineherd, let none of the household, nor Penelope herself. But you and I alone will test the temper of the women. And we might also try the serving men, and see who honors and respects us in his heart, and who neglects and scorns a man like you. Then answered him his noble son, and said, My father, you shall know my heart, believe me, by and by. No laggard thoughts are mine. And yet I think your plan will prove, for neither of us, gain. And so I say, consider. Long will you vainly go, trying the different men among the farms, while undisturbed within the hall these waste your wealth with recklessness and do not spare. But I advise your finding out the women, and learning who dishonor you and who are guiltless. As to the men about the place, I would not prove them. Let that, at any rate, be thought of later, when you are really sure of signs from aegis-bearing Zeus.